بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الأئمة من القريش، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with another Friday in the month of Muharram. The most important dawlat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, and most of us without any sacrifice or effort, because we are born in Muslim homes, is the dawlat of Iman. This dawlat of Iman, if it is strong, then no matter how difficult the situation is, no matter what the problem is, no matter how gigantic the task ahead is, no matter what man is involved in, but if a Muslim has got Iman and his Iman is strong, then he will surface as the victor. Then he will be victorious. No matter the odds are against him, no matter anything and everything is against him, but if his Iman is strong, if his Iman is powerful, if he is in contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no matter what it is, inshallah he will win at the end of the day. Today Iman is weak. Every second person takes advantage over the Muslim. We were discussing how the Khulafa Rashideen came into their Khilafat. As stated previously, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated strongly that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu should become Khalifa, and that was it. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passing away, then he ceded Khilafat in his lifetime, wrote it down, and he gave it over to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we are getting two, three messages here. That one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by indication, he is saying that certain person must become Khalifa. And two, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes into Khilafat by a written statement of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the ruling Khalifa. Three, that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu hands over Khilafat to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is not his relative. Meaning that Khilafat, position, presidential, amirship is not hereditary. That the father is the amir, that the son must become the amir. This is not Islamic. However, if the son is capable and able, if the son is fit for the position, then he can assume the position of the father or take the position of the father on the device of the father. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left it to the people, has left it, then he is leaving an open statement that the people can decide who is to be their Khalifa. But here, at the outset, we must say that there is a basic difference between the election to bring the Khalifa into power or the Amir into power and democracy. Democracy, my respected elders, no matter what the Western education tells us, or whatever the Western education teaches us, the democracy is not our solution. Neither is capitalism, neither is communism. All these ideologies do not respect human rights eventually. The capitalist, the rich gets richer, the poor, poorer.
The rich are motivated, the rich are exploited, and they live in luxury and comfort, draining the blood and the sweat of the poor. All in the spirit of democracy. And in democracy, where they say everybody can vote, the person who does not even know how to read and write, the person who is not even intelligent, the person who does not even know A to Z, the person who does not even know what the qualities of a leader should be, he is able to vote. And Islam, remember, it is basic qualified votership for qualified candidateship for a qualified Amir or a qualified Khalifa to come into power or rule. Not anybody can stand for the post, not anyone can go and vote. Yeah, you place the pen and tell the protesters to make a cross. That is why this so-called democratic state, when elections come, there is so much bribery, corruption, murder, looting. Dollars are given, rupees are given, rands are given, bribery is given, so that the ignorant can take his pen and go into that so-called ballot box and make his cross where he is given the money. But you've got leaders who are absolutely corrupt to take over. Islam does not teach us this. Islam is teaching us that the qualified voter will bring a qualified candidate into the position so that you'll have a qualified leadership. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he became Khalifa, the numerous problems faced him. Inshallah, as time goes by, I will explain to you that how many problems he had to face and what he exactly did at that time. Today I will mention one of them. But then I will go on to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he assumed Khalifa, then Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his expedition and army was ready to leave against the Syrians. Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the son of Hazrat Zayd ibn Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Zayd ibn Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Zayd ibn Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu was murdered by the Syrians. An army was sent down to kill them. Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was chosen by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His army left Madinah al-Munawwara and came there with the news of how ill Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Reached Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam subsequently passed away. Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood there. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, immediately when he took over the Khilafat, he has instructed and made Mashura that that expedition must carry on. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu was naive. They said that how can we allow that expedition to carry on, because we have been threatened by false prophets all along. During the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, three men and one woman claimed prophethood. At one side, some people refused to pay zakat to the Bayt al-Mal. One side, the Romans and the Persians were coming. One side, the expedition had to go out. Who will look after Madinah? One side, Musadla ibn Qazzab, he was coming to attack Madinah to Munawwara. All these problems. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, when consulted and when the mashwara has been made, he said, how can I unfold? How can I unfold the flag which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has opened? Or how can I fold the flag which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has unfolded? How can I fold the flag which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has unfolded? Then the mashwara was made again. Then Ya Abu Bakr, Abu Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's very young. He's only 20, barely reaching 20. And he's going to lead this expedition against the Syrians. How is he going to manage? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd there. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, in no uncertain terms, how do you expect me to replace Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has stated, Usama ibn Zayd must lead the army. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has placed Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd there, who am I to remove Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was also in the army of Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala consulted Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd and told him that leave Umar radiallahu ta'ala in Medina and you go. Why is the driving here? And point that I want you to see, concept I want you to see, that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he is not worried about the forces. He is not worried about the young age of Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala. He takes Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala out of Madinah to Munawwara. The Khalifa put Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala on the camel, way out of Madinah to Munawwara against the Syrians. Not looking that Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala is young. Not looking that there are people going to attack Madinah al-Munawwara. The false prophet is going to attack Madinah al-Munawwara. Not looking that the Persians and the Romans and threatened have started moving. Have started moving towards Madinah al-Munawwara already to attack. He's not looking at that. He's looking at the fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala whose army must go to Syria and that must carry on. Iman is that. Iman of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not only azbab, is not only physical things around. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's iman is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His confidence is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why power is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qudrat is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman has to be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he is the doer. He is the one who gives victory. He is the one who looks after Madinah al-Munawwara. He is the one who protects Madinah al-Munawwara. He will cause Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala to flourish and to gain victory. After 40 days, Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala came back victorious. Today, as we are reading daily, what is happening? That the super satanic powers, they are causing the Muslims to fight, to quarrel, to go at war, to slay each other, the superpowers. And we have become puppets on the string. We have become frogs in it on the chessboard. We have become fools listening to the superpowers. Why? Because our iman is on the ammunition. Our iman has become on the arms and the ammunition. Our iman is on the atom bomb. Our iman is on chemical warfare. Our iman lies in the army, in the navy. If our iman was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly, if our contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was properly and strong, then we should not rely on the superpowers. And the superpowers, one power provides one party with the arms, and the other power provides the other party with the arms, and they provide the field, and they cause a small problem, and they cause them to fight. We should be aware that these problems that have been caused, the lives that have been lost, these are because of the superpowers. When Muslims have moved away from the concept and the belief and the firm faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the doer and he alone is the doer. And if we go back to that, then here also, that no power, no political power can frighten us. No one can frighten us. If our iman is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, properly, firmly, with conviction, then we should not fear anybody. We should not fear any rifle. We should not fear any party. We should not fear anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we move our fear away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our fear will lie with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, unfortunately, when a black cat even walks past us, then you begin to vibrate. That when a black cat goes across you, then you feel, what happened? Then maybe something bad is going to happen in my house. Maybe something is going to happen to me. So much fear we have got of the makhluk, of the creation, that an animal, a harmless animal like a cat moves across our path, that we begin to fear and knees begin to rattle. Today when we look at the power, the political power parties have got, the ammunition the political parties have got, and the movements they have got, then we begin to fear. If our fear is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a fear in your heart for us. Understand what I'm trying to say. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Khalif. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Khalif, then he was a leader, not like the present political leaders throughout the world. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once seen, as this was his habit, of eating flour which was unsifted. Flour that is not clean, unsifted. Means rough flour. His companions told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are the head of state. You eat good flour. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, listen to his reply. He said, when the whole of the Muslim empire shall have fallen, and when the whole of the Muslim empire is eating sift flour, clean flour, then I also will eat sift flour. Today, immediately, throughout the world, as soon as a person becomes leader, as soon as a person becomes powerful, as soon as a person has a position, as soon as a person gets some wealth because of some government position, or some political position, as soon as that happens, then he's got his house, then he's got his car, then he's got his servants, then he's got his surrogates, then he's got his food around him, then he's got this convenience, and he's got that convenience. The masses he is not worried about. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who, he is the Muslim ruler, who is setting the example. On inquiry, when delegation should come, then who is your Amir al-Mu'mineen? Say, that one who is lying under the tree, he is our Amir al-Mu'mineen. You mean that one who has got patches on his clothing? Yes, that is the one. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him he says that when he walks in the gully, then shaitan runs from the gully. And when the name of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was heard by those superpowers existing at that time, Persian and Rum and Russia, that they should vibrate at his name only. Today we can have arms, we can have ammunition, we can have the oil, we can have the gold, but if we haven't got the contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can be afraid of us. On the other hand, if we have got no arms, if we have got no ammunition, if we have got no oil, if we have got no gold, but even if we have got contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have got proper iman, then the whole world can vibrate for us. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once stated, that I fear on the day of judgment. I fear on the day of Qiyamah. I fear when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of accountability. I fear when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and when he asks me, O Umar, that in your Muslim empire, and his empire was spreading at the pace of 177 miles per day. When Hazrat Umar ta'ala, who took power, then the Muslim empire was spreading at that pace. East, west, north, south, if you total it, the historians say that it was moving at that pace. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they asked me, that, O Umar, that is your vast Muslim empire, a dog was dying out of hunger. O Umar, why you never attend? Today they assume political power, today they come into position, today, wherever it is, I'm not talking about our position, I'm talking about international, global position, wherever it is. Whatever it be, a Muslim government or a non-Muslim government. Who worries about the dying dog? Who worries even about, let alone the dog, who worries about innocent human beings? Be they, whatever color they be they Muslims or non-Muslims. Because when the Muslim power takes over, because when the Muslim ruler takes over, then he worries about everybody. Then he worries about the Muslim and the non-Muslim. Then he worries about the white and the black. Then he worries about anybody and everybody. Because human being is a human being, brothers. A human being has blood, flesh and bones. He has to be respected and honored. And when you respect human being as a human being, then you will accept the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will accept Iman. Then you will accept Islam. But if you treat a human being like an animal, then you have no respect for any other human being. That is why we are constantly saying that portray Islam, project Islam. And if you and I can project true Islam, then those under us will see us and accept Islam. We do not require big video machines to project Islam. We do not require any force to project Islam. Because Islam was not spread by force or the sword. We require akhlaq. We require good character. We require good personality. Then we can spread Islam. Today, basic things about Islam, we ourselves don't know. We rely on the Friday Bayan to teach us something. And that too, certain of us feel that the Friday we are great because others are great. So we should take stock of ourselves and remember that in Islam, Islam is different from communism. Islam is different from democracy. Islam is different from capitalism. Islam has got its own political desires. And now we explain to you how certain aspects of election take place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand this, practice this, so that we can project this, and we make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good conditions. If we become good Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us good rulers. If we retrogress spiritually, if we become bad Muslims, and we do not adhere to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring tyrants and oppressors above us, and who will massacre us and butcher us, and we will see this happening if we do not reform. The writing is on the wall, is for us to change. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.